All right, welcome to Mojo Nivri. Happy to have everybody here. We're in an exciting section of 1 Samuel, chapter 23. We're beginning at verse 19, where David is on the run. And where we left him last time, he was wandering in the wilderness of Ziph, all right, in that area, and was hiding in the strongholds there, trying to get away from Saul, who, it says in verse 14, kind of was spending all his time trying to get David, remember? So you get this idea of an obsessive guy, and we'll see how that plays out in this section as well. And hopefully, we'll see if we can get through the rest of this chapter, so that we'll be on chapter 24 for next time. So we're going to take it up at verse 19. Vaya'alu Ziphim el Sha'ul ha-givata lemor. Ziphim is the subject, and that's actually a gentilic. Does anyone know what a gentilic is?
Nisha-ite ending.
It's the, right, good. It's the members of the country they're from. Like in, you know, if you're from America, you're an American. If you're from Mexico, you're a Mexican. It's an I ending. Well, in Hebrew, it's a Tirik Yud ending if it's singular. So a Ziphite would be without the mem here, and this is the plural gentilic. So the people from the region of Ziph, the Ziphites, went up to Saul ha-givata at Gibeah. All right, remember, that was his area, and place names sometimes have the definite article, sometimes they don't. Here it does. And it also has the directive, hey, lemor, saying, Halo David mistater manu ba metzadot ba chorsha. Is not David mistater? Now notice that this is a hit pael from satar. Satar means to hide. All right? And notice that there's this switching whenever you have a sin or a shin and the tav. Those guys switch positions. So the root is actually satar. And notice that you have kind of the reflexive nuance to hide himself. So keep himself hidden is a good translation. So is not David keeping himself hidden, Imanu, with us, Bametzado, in the strongholds in Chorsha. In Chorsha, again, an area within that wilderness of Ziph. Alright? And he gets very, notice how the author gets very precise here. These Ziphites know what they're talking about, in other words. So he just doesn't give generalities. Givat ha-Chalila, on the hill of Chalila. Okay. Asher mi-min ha-Yeshimon, which is, okay, this is Yamin, which means right hand, plus the mem. But remember, when you are giving directions, they face west. So the right would be south. So if you're faced west, then behind would be east. Left would be north, and right would be south. All right? Okay? So remember in Exodus 3, when Moses went Achar Hamidbar, behind the desert, it's usually translated he went west. All right? So here, south of Shimon. All right? For me, it's kind of like, okay, where's Dexter, Kansas? Well, you go to Chanute, turn right at Olpie, and go to Cedarvale, 3 miles outside. None of these places make sense. But it's in that general area, all right? So notice how the Ziphites are very detailed. Okay, any questions about verse 19? All right, verse 20. Ve'ata lekol ahavat nafshika ha-melek laredet raid. And so, ve'ata. All right, notice the conclusion that's commonly used. This word commonly is to draw a conclusion. And so, according to all the avat nafsheka, according to, avat means desire, ava, probably craving or longing is a good English translation. And so, in accord with all the longing of your soul, O Melek, O King, to go down, again a call infinitive construct from Yarad. Now what's raid? Imperative from Yarad. So notice you have the infinitive construct of Yarad followed by the imperative. So here's what the Ziphites say. And so, according to all the longing of your soul, O King, to go down, in other words, to go down to where he is, they are giving him the command or the suggestion, raid, go down. Okay? Now notice what they say. Velanu has giro beyad ha-melech. And it is for us to hand him over. This is the hifil infinitive from sagar. And so it's kind of like, leave it up to us to hand him over, bayad, into the hand of the king. See? Kind of a little more woodenly. And to us to deliver him into the hand of the king. All right, questions on 20? All right, here's what Saul says. This is a very interesting reaction from a king. Vayomer Shaul, Berukim atem la'adonai, ki chamaltem alai. And Saul said, what's Berukim here?
Call
passive participle. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, or may you be blessed, la'adonai, by Yahweh. Remember when you have a quotes passive construction like a nifal or a call passive, the lamed usually functions for agency in a construction like this. So Saul said, may you be blessed by Yahweh. Ki chamaltem. Chamal means to have compassion. For you have compassion, Alai, on me. Right, so notice, it's like a pitiful figure. He's so obsessed, you know, and thinks everybody's against him. Remember, he had these kind of conspiracies going on. But the Ziphites are the ones that have had compassion on him. All right? Now he gives more instructions to them in verse 22. Lekuna hakinu od ude'u re'u et mekomo asher tihye raglo. Stop there. This is from Halak, another imperative plus a particle of politeness. Please go. Hakinu. Hifil from kun, alright, hifil imperative, so go, please go, hakinu, ode, prepare further. Okay, hakinu means to establish further, so get more information, kind of, you know, if you're thinking about it, he wants them to be certain and get more information, okay. So, please go, hakinu, ode. Get ready still, or prepare more. Ude'u ure'u. Notice two more imperatives. And learn from yada. Okay? And learn, and re'u, look at. Okay? That mekomo, his place where raglo, where his feet are, or where his feet are going. Okay? So that's one thing he wants to ask. You know, find out for sure, hakinu od, and learn and see, find, look at, the place where his feet are. Okay, now the second thing. Notice there's a zakef above raglo. Mi ra'ahu sham. Who has seen him there? Okay, so Saul wants to be sure this time. Ki amar elai. For, now notice this construction, and we've seen it before. For one says to me. This is when you want to have an impersonal construction in Hebrew. You very often have either they say or third masculine or he says with no subject. For one says to me. In English you would say, for it is said to me, here, Arom Yarim Hu. You guys have all seen this word Arom. It means... Yeah, the devil was Arom. He was crafty. And so that's the noun Arom, crafty or clever, or the adjective. And Yarim is from the root to be clever. And notice this is a hifil. For it has been told to me, and here's what it's told, that he, Yarim Arom, that he acts very cleverly. All right. Notice that this Arom really functions as an infinitive absolute. So it's been told to me that he acts very cleverly. All right. Saul, it's kind of funny how he says it, because Saul knows how clever he is. He's been trying to catch him for all this time. He's always escaped. All right. Any questions through verse 22? Okay. Verse 23. U-re'u u-de'u. Now notice it just switches them around, and some manuscripts advocate the switch back. And see and learn, okay, mikol ha-macha vo'im asher yit chavesham. And see and learn out of all the machavohim, out of all the hiding places. Here you can see the root chava, to hide, with the mem in front of it for the noun. Out of, and this is the only place this word is used. Out of all the hiding places where yitchave sham, where he is hiding there. Okay, that's a hitpael from chava. Same word that's used with Adam and Eve when they hide in the Genesis 3. Okay? So see and learn out of all the places where he is hiding there. Okay? And you probably, in better English, see and learn where, from all the hiding places, it is where he is hiding. So in other words, he wants him to find the hiding place. Okay? Veshavtem, and return to me. Here, notice a vav plus perfect, second masculine plural from shuv. And return to me. Okay, now here's a weird construction. El nakom. And return to me. And it's translated differently. Notice that nakon is a nifal infinitive from kun. So it's normally understood to be some kind of an adverb. And return to me with certain information or with certainty. El nakon. Right, again, it's a unique construction in the Bible, so it's kind of hard to see exactly what the force is. But from the context, I'm suggesting that Saul wants them to get the certain information and give it to him, El Nakon, exactly or certainly. Okay? Vehalakti, and I will go itkem with you. Alright? Then the end of the verse, Vehayaim yeshno ba'eretz. And it will come to pass if he is. This is from Yesh, simply Yesh plus the third masculine singular suffix. And it will come to pass if he is present in the land, Haaretz, ve chipasti oto. Then I will chafas him. I will seize him or take him. Okay. Amongst all the Alfei Yehuda, amongst all the clans of Judah, or I will search him out amongst all the Alfei Yehuda, all the clans of Judah. That's a PL from Chafas. Okay? Questions through 23. All right. Verse 24. Vayakumu vayelku zifa lifne sha'u. Then they rose, and they went to Zipha, back to Ziph, before Saul. Okay? V'David anashav b'midbar ma'on ba'arava. And David and his men were in the desert of Ma'on. Alright? And again, you can, I think it's on the map there. They go to another region. They were in the desert of Ma'on in the Araba. In the, again, that's the proper name. The Araba is plateau level. Okay, El Yamin, to the south of Yeshimon. Okay, so again, the narrator tells us exactly where he is, which I'm not sure where it is. Verse 25, Vayelek Shaul v'anashav lebakesh. Then Saul and his men went lebakesh, to seek, to find him, is understood. Vayagidu, here it is, Vayagidu leDavid. And they reported to David. Here's another impersonal construction, this time third, masculine, plural. And they reported to David, the subject is impersonal. It was reported to David by Yered HaSela. So he went down to the rocky region. Sela means rock here. And again, no one's for sure where that is. But he went to Sela. Vayeshev b'midbar ma'on. And he stayed in the desert of Ma'on. Okay. Vayishma Shaul, and Saul heard. Vayirdof acharei David midbar Ma'on, and he pursued after David in the desert of Ma'on. So notice, it's kind of interesting. David heard Saul was coming, so he hid in Ma'on. Saul heard, and so he's pursuing him. So it's kind of like you can see in your mind the movements as David moves, Saul moves. David moves, Saul moves, see, and evidently they have spies. I mean, what's understood is, I think you'll see in a second, they have spies coming and going. Okay? Now here's where it gets really interesting, this next verse. All right? You can get this vivid picture. Vayelek Shaul, Mitzahahar, Mizeh, V'David, V'anashiv, V'anashav, Mitzahahar, Mizeh. Here's a Hebrew way of saying it. And Saul went, and Zad is side, okay? And Saul went from the side of the mountain Mizeh, from this. And David and his men from the side of the mountain from this. How would you translate that into better English? It's kind of typical Hebrew. Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men went on the other side. So it's Mizeh, Mizeh. Okay? So, and probably not mountain, but hill. Alright? So see, from a bird's eye view, Saul's going this way, David here. Boom. Alright?
Cartoon map.
Yeah, it's exactly. Alright? Vayehi David nech paz la leket mipnei Shaul. Notice here the Vayehi kind of is almost like a now when we give a story, when we're telling a story. And then. Okay? But here he's kind of talking about David. So you'd say, now David nech paz la leket. Chafaz means to make haste. Here is a nifal participle followed by infinitive construct. Okay, and David was making haste to go. Kind of like the construction with Yasaf, to add, to do, hosif, la'asot, then you would make the infinitive, the main verb, to do something again. Here, David went quickly before Saul. Or, again, to get the wooden construction, he made haste to go. Well,
do you think this is like a periphrastic, kind of like a combination of the Vayehi and the Nech files?
Well, what happens is that in Hebrew you don't have a lot of adverbs. And so there's, remember, different strategies to make adverbs. And you use infinitive sometimes. Sometimes you add endings to nouns. Sometimes you just use a noun. Sometimes you use prepositions. Here is one construction that we see very commonly with the word yasaf plus an infinitive. So here you have this word, nechvaz, plus the infinitive. And so the nechvaz carries the adverbial idea. That's kind of how the idiom works. And so, in order to make good sense in English, we actually have to make it into an adverb and make the la leket into the main verb. So he went quickly, he went hastily. So that's what's happening here. So I don't think I would necessarily call it a periphrastic, because this is kind of a normal way that you would express to try to modify what kind of action he was doing. He was not just sauntering along, as halakha can mean. He was going quickly. Okay, because he knew Saul was hot on his tail. Okay, here's the next line. From before Saul, okay. V'Sha'ul, and Saul, v'Anashav, and his men, Otrim el David. This is from Attar. And I would translate, and Saul and his men were closing in on David. Attar means to surround. See, so, in other words, they were gaining on him. They were, you know, David was moving quickly, but Saul evidently was moving more quickly. So he was closing in, okay? Was closing in to David ve'el anashav, and to his men let tafsam, in order to seize them, from tafas, another infinitive construct, in order to take them. Okay? Any questions through 26? All right, 27. This is very interesting. U'malak ba'el sha'ul le'mor. Then a messenger came to Saul. Oh man, saying, Mahara Veleka, ki pashtu pelishtim al aretz. Man, this Mahara is from the root Mahar. It is a PL infinitive. A PL infinitive, masculine singular. It looks weird because you have the hay at the end. Remember, you have those paragogic hays sometimes added to imperatives. You normally see these on cohortatives. But you also see them on pairs. We've seen them all over the place. With action directed towards the speaker and the interest of the speaker. So you would just translate, make haste. And here again, veleka, and go. Again, a simple call imperative from halak with that hey on the end of it. We even saw this the lake without the hay earlier in verse 22 with the plural. Well, you normally wouldn't have it with the plural. But you see it both ways, and here it has the hay at the end. So hurry and go. Ki pashtu pelishtin, for the Philistines pashtu, the Philistines have invaded into Al-Haris, into the land. Crap sticks. Right when Saul was closing in, the Philistines come. Talk about, I wonder what went on in his tent when he's thinking, should I go after the Philistines or David? Well,
you said that Mahara is an infinitive?
No, it's imperative.
Okay.
Call imperative,
okay.
Right. And the hay just absorbs the doggish that you would expect. That's what makes it hard to see.
Okay.
Good. Verse 28. Vayasher Shaul mir dof acharei David. So he did the right thing. Saul turned from shuv, from rado, from pursuing. That's an infinitive construct from rada, to pursue. Saul turned from pursuing acharei David, after David. Vayelek likrat pelishtin. And he went to meet the Philistines. Okay? Al kain karu lamakom hahu. Therefore, they call lamakom hahu. Therefore, they call that place Sela ha-mach-lakot. Again, what it means is a little uncertain, but chalak means to divide or to apportion. So rock of the divisions or the... I think it's usually translated rock of the divisions or the...
JPS has separations.
Separations, okay, good. Rock of the separations. So they were separated, and maybe also because Saul had to break off the chase there. Okay? So it's very interesting because it's assumed here that God has to do with David's protection, even though God's not mentioned here. It's just the Philistines invading the land, and Saul had to break off to go fight them. It's really interesting. All right, good. This takes us through, so we'll stop here. Does anyone have any questions? Yes?
Yeah, just Al-Kain, is that an idiom?
It's not an idiom. I mean, that's when the common way to say therefore.
Okay.
So what they do is tell this story, and now it's telling us, okay, how did it get its name? And so that's why it's just a very common conclusion.
I'm still not understanding this. They're facing... west. They orient themselves facing west.
Right. So
behind. West is like the Mediterranean Sea, right?
No. West would be. I'm sorry. They orient themselves to the east.
Facing east.
I made the whole thing wrong. Yeah,
okay.
I did the whole thing wrong.
Right.
I didn't go west. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm directionally challenged. Forget what I said at the beginning of the tape. East and then west is behind. Right. Good. Thank you very much for that, Will.
All right.
Next week we have Easter break, so it'll be 2 weeks that we will meet again and start with 24. Have a good day.